Hipster and high-end spots on Oahu are benefiting from a federal immigrant investor program. The only problem is those aren't the areas the program had intended to support. CivilBeat.org reporter Stuart Yurton has today's reality check. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, this program that you're spotlighting in the article today is the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program. What's the criteria for that?
So the program allows foreign nationals to obtain a green card if they invest $1 million in a job-producing business here in the U.S. But they only have to invest $500,000 if they invest in distressed, targeted employment areas.
So then the next question is, what's a distressed area, and how come that could be construed as being Ala Moana, Kaka'ako, or Ko'olina?
So a targeted employment area is supposed to have an unemployment rate of 150% of the national average, or the national unemployment rate. But that's not really how it's working. What happens is the developer creates a map that includes a area with a lot of activity with very low unemployment and sort of gerrymanders it out to an area that has very high unemployment. And then when you average it all out, it comes to 150% of the national average, and that area is considered a targeted employment area.
So you're saying there's some sort of jiggery-pokery going on here, little smoke and mirrors, and that allows a developer to do this without any sort of checking on whether that's true or not for that area?
Well, the state does check it, and they make sure, and it does all work, right? So the idea is this is allowed under the law. The state signs off on it using only the criteria that the federal government establishes. So it is checked, and technically it works. But it's not really what the program was intended to do.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a giant loophole here. Is anybody looking at closing this so that perhaps areas like Waianae that could perhaps use this far better might actually get that help?
Yes. So the Department of Homeland Security administers the program. They've actually proposed regulations that would close this loophole. And they say, well, you couldn't really gerrymander these long tracks that might stretch 30 miles across the island from the edge of Waikiki to Waianae or Makua Valley, which is kind of what these districts look like now. So it would make it so that you really have to be around the area where you're developing.
And how soon might we see that loophole actually closed?
The department just finished taking public comments. How long it will take after this, I don't know.
So we're going to just sit and wait and see what happens with this one. But do you know of any other areas that might be targeted?
Well, as you mentioned, we have Kaka'ako, that a couple of sites in Kaka'ako have been designated. We have an area around Ala Moana behind Walmart that's been a targeted area. There is a Ko'olina, the entire area. The resort has been designated as a targeted employment area. There are other sites around the island. There's a place in Mililani that's been targeted.
Okay, that means we're going to have to do some follow-up with you and see how this progresses. For a lot of people, this is going to be somewhat difficult to understand, and yet it's all perfectly legal. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.